Well, the most effective thing that you can do on LinkedIn is build a real relationship, and people are just hoarding connections. The number one thing that you'd want to do is when you connect with somebody, make sure that you thank them for connecting with you on LinkedIn and ask them a question to get to know them. Like, actually care about them. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I think it was Zig Ziglar that said that famous quote. I found it to be true. Like, people want to know that you care about them. And so taking the time to ask them, you know, what they do, or asking them how you can add value to them, or who they're looking to meet, or things that you would ask at a networking event is very powerful.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you're new to our show, welcome home. This is where you get excellent advice on how to launch, grow, and become successful as an entrepreneur in the services space. And today we're talking about LinkedIn. So how good are you at leveraging LinkedIn to build relationships? For most new entrepreneurs, you are sitting on a mountain of opportunity that you are not realizing, that you're not taking advantage of, because you are not leveraging LinkedIn as a source of incredible opportunity to leverage new connections, to create new relationships, to develop your authority, and yes, to close more clients. So today we have a very special guest joining us, Joe Applebaum. Joe Applebaum has trained over 1,000 companies on how to leverage LinkedIn over the past 3 years, and most recently, how to use AI for business development and marketing. He is a digital marketing expert and the CEO of a marketing agency that has been ranked on the Inc. 5000 as one of the fastest growing private companies in the U.S. He's the author of 5 books. He is a high energy consultant, coach, expert. You're going to love hearing from him. His latest book is High Energy Networking. And he's also the founder of an AI assistant for LinkedIn, a software tool he developed with his team to help LinkedIn users maximize the platform and save time using an AI that learns your voice and helps craft comments and content. And that's what prompted us to have this conversation today. Joe, I tuned you in on a LinkedIn Live. You were demonstrating EVAI, and I was like, wow, this is fantastic. Our audience needs to hear about this. So welcome to Life After Corporate, Joe Applebaum.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited about being here, and I'm excited about the engagement that we've had on LinkedIn over the past several years and seeing how it turns into an opportunity for both of us. It's just really, really nice to see LinkedIn actually working.
Yeah. So Joe and I are adjacent in our categories. So I coach you on all things on how to package and price and message around your services. And we count on experts like you, Joe, to train us on the ins and outs of leveraging LinkedIn. And I know LinkedIn has become the most prominent lead stream for our business over the last, I would say, 24 months when we really started cultivating our connections and building community. So share with us a little bit first about how did you get here? How did you become a LinkedIn expert and become known for your expertise in this area? Did you ever have a life in corporate?
I actually did have a life in corporate. I was the chief marketing officer for a mid-size luxury watch distribution company in Manhattan on Madison Avenue. And my role was to make sure that the company was actually getting traffic, was getting the right technology. I was doing search engine optimization. I was doing a bunch of different things. And through that job, I actually found my partner. He walked in one day, he wanted to start a marketing business. We became friends and we ended up realizing that there's an opportunity for both of us to kind of jump in and build a marketing agency. And it wasn't until I got my first 30 clients that I decided, you know what, it's time for me to jump ship and do this full time, because where focus goes, energy flows. LinkedIn has truly been transformational in my journey, both connecting with partners, connecting with vendors, getting clients, but also building my personal brand.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the things that you find that people just don't realize about LinkedIn? You know, people say, well, what is the best time of day to post? What's the greatest length of a post? And I think we're thinking about leveraging LinkedIn in all the wrong ways. So what is the opportunity for thinking about LinkedIn and actually building community and connection?
First, think about the myths. People think that LinkedIn is like this boring, dead place where people post resumes to find jobs. They don't understand, people don't understand the true power of networking, and they don't understand the true power of a professional social network. First, let me discuss the difference between LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, and all the other platforms that exist right now. LinkedIn is the only one that's actually a professional social network. That means, think about it as a trade show, a networking event, a place where people come together to talk about personal development, to talk about business, to talk about leadership. And LinkedIn now has 1 billion members from 200 different countries around the world. When I started my marketing agency, I only had clients in Brooklyn. That's where I'm from, Brooklyn, New York. But over the course of the past 15 years of me being active on LinkedIn, I've been able to get clients in dozens and dozens and dozens of countries. My AI software currently has paid clients in 34 countries around the world, thanks to LinkedIn. If it wasn't for LinkedIn, I wouldn't have a global business doing business with people in Uganda and India and in Dubai and Israel and in countries like Germany and the UK and the US and Canada and Mexico and so on. I wouldn't have this type of business if not for LinkedIn. And LinkedIn really levels the playing field, being able to reach out to anybody and being able to influence people. Of the 30,000 connections that I have, and that's the limit on LinkedIn. You can only have up to 30,000 connections. You can have many more followers. I have almost 50,000 followers. But in terms of connections, I have 30,000 connections on LinkedIn. 15,000 of those are CEOs of Inc. 500 companies. So I want you to think about that just for a minute. If you've been on the Inc. 5,000, your business is generating millions of dollars in revenue. The audience that I have on LinkedIn is highly curated. So your platform, your LinkedIn platform, you can truly create yourself a followership. And if you're working in a corporate job, or if you're an entrepreneur that just left a corporate job and you want to be able to build a following, LinkedIn is the best place to build that following, because every connection also becomes a follower. So if you try to build a following on Instagram or TikTok or Twitter, just because you follow somebody, it doesn't mean they'll automatically follow you back. But on LinkedIn, when you connect with someone, they become your follower. That means if you send out 100 connection requests, if those people connect with you, now you have 100 new followers that can then be moved to other platforms, that could then be moved to text, to email, to phone calls. I literally just picked up the phone. I did a marketing automation workshop a few minutes ago, and I picked up the phone and called one of my 30,000 connections. Her name is Sarah. I picked up the phone. I saw her cell phone number was not on LinkedIn. So I just Googled her name, found her cell phone number on one of the websites that she has. She's a real estate agent. And I just called her up and I'm like, hey, Sarah, I just sent you a DM on LinkedIn. She's like, I got it. I didn't get a chance to reply. I was about to reply, but I got carried away. And that's what happens with most people is you send them a DM, they see it, but they don't necessarily reply right away. And then you get discouraged thinking they don't like you. But meanwhile, they got busy with the next thing and didn't get a chance to reply. So I called her up after I sent her a DM, and I told her, hey, did you know that we have an AI software called Evy AI to help you be able to start posting on LinkedIn? You're a real estate agent. You could be posting every day, and you may not know what to post. We have an idea generator. We'll generate the idea for what to post about, and then in one click of a button, we'll create a hook, we'll create main points, we'll create a call to action, and we'll create hashtags for you with your persona in your voice. And she's like, I heard of this. I didn't know it was called. I'm glad you told her. She's like, how do you spell the website? I said, evyai.com. And then in 1 minute and 13 seconds, the phone call was over. It's recorded. It's in my CRM. We have marketing automation that's automatically going out to her every 5 days now, post my conversation with her. And so integrating LinkedIn with marketing automation together with the calling and doing all that stuff to really build those relationships and get to know people is going to be the key. But a lot of people are not treating LinkedIn as a networking event. They're treating it as kind of like a place to find jobs, or a place where they're like, oh, what should I post on LinkedIn so somebody hopefully finds me? Hope is yes. a great thing. It's just not a great strategy.
Yeah, hope is not a great strategy. So that's a great segue. Let's break it down for people where to get started, because EveryAI is a great tool. I use it every day and my team uses it all the time. But that's not the place you start. If you don't have any connections, then you need to start somewhere, right? So you've made the leap from corporate. All of your connections right now are your corporate colleagues, your former clients, and you want to start to create and cultivate this new network. Where do people get started?
Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to craft a strategy. That's the first thing you want to do. If you don't have a strategy, you're going to be missing out. So what goes into a strategy? Number one is, what is your plan? You have a business plan, a marketing plan, and a LinkedIn plan. And we teach this inside our LinkedIn course. We have a course called the LinkedIn Accelerator Training Program. We walk through 52 different hacks, and we take you through 9 steps to be able to create a strategy, build your assets, and take the right actions. So in the first 3 steps, it's like the plan, the people, and the promise. The plan is, what is your business plan? How much revenue do you want to generate? What is your marketing plan? How many leads do you need? And what does a qualified lead look like? And what is your LinkedIn plan? How much time are you going to spend on LinkedIn? And what specific activities are you going to do? Once you have your plan, then you got to figure out who your people are. So your people might not be the same corporate people as before. So if you're going to expand your network, you got to expand your network to the right COI, the centers of influence, the people in the position to refer business to you, and your ICP, your ideal client profile. What is it? We help people kind of figure that out. And then the third step is your messaging, your promise. What exactly are you going to tell these people to make them want to connect with you? Now, EveryAI happens to have the ability with the Chrome extension to customize a connection note when you're connecting with someone based on who you are. So it'll put in their first name, it'll put context of why they should accept your connection request. And we see people that use EveryAI to craft that connection note get a 30% increase in acceptance rate, because there's a lot of people just hitting the connect button without putting context, and our AI will actually put the context of why they should accept your connection request. In his book, Influence, Robert talks about making sure that you give people a reason, because people do things for reasons. So give them a reason why to accept your connection request. And if you can't come up with the reason, EveryAI will help you do that. So my recommendation is, have a strategy, know who you want to connect with, know what the messaging is, use AI to help you, and start by sending out 10 connection requests every single day. So there's your action item, write it down, 10 connection requests every day. The second thing you want to do is you want to come up with stories and make sure that you post stories on LinkedIn. They say that features tell and stories sell. So post at least once a week. You may not want to post every day right off the gate, but post at least once a week. Start with an introduction post, introduce yourself. Make sure that your profile is optimized. You want to have a really good headline and a really good about section. Inside our course, we have a 20-point checklist, but with EveryAI, we'll rewrite your about section with a click of a button. We'll write where you've been, your background information, who you help, how you help them. We'll have an entire section over there just done for you in just a second. You just click a button and it does it for you. And then understanding what other marketing technologies you can implement, like using a CRM, using a pipeline. We have one called unlimiteddigitalmarketing.com. So it's unlimited and then digital and then marketing.com. And we give people a 30-day free access to our CRM, where we export all your LinkedIn connections, put them into the CRM, give you access to a pipeline, give you access to templates, automations, social scheduling, and like 21 other features. And we do basically give everyone access for free for 30 days to kind of try out that CRM. But keeping track and tagging your connection is really important as well. So making sure you have the right technologies to keep track, tag, have the right templates, the right snippet, the right automations, the right emails and all integrations, text message marketing. Like, for example, people that want to see a demo of EveryAI, I tell them to text my AI assistant inside my CRM. And they're like, what's the number to text? I say it's 973-841-8868. And they just send the word demo to that number, 973-841-8868. And then what happens is they automatically get a link to a video that they can watch that has a 15-minute demonstration of our AI for LinkedIn, which is very useful for people. You know, if you're not using technology to help you be able to follow up and stay top of mind with people, then you're missing out on the ability to stay top of mind. If you're an entrepreneur, you know that the fortune is not showing up and throwing up. It's showing up and following up. Because of course, you ever heard that saying before?
Can't say that I have, but I love it. I love it. You know, because I do believe that most people are sitting on a mountain of leads and you have a leaky lead bucket because you're not following up on the opportunity. And a great place to start is where you know people in real life. One of the things that we've done very, very well is to take all of our connections in the various networking groups and professional communities that we belong to and connect with those people on LinkedIn. And there's this automatic willingness, because we're connected here, of course, we're going to connect on LinkedIn as well. But LinkedIn enables you to open up that conversation in a deeper way and come at it authentically. And Joe, just to be clear to people, we're not talking about link slapping people here. It's not like when someone connects with you, you've got an auto bot that's going to spam them a link to your latest and greatest thing. We're talking about creating authentic relationships with other human beings, and you get there by expressing interest and looking at their profile and leveraging technology like Evy AI to comment on their posts. You know, we want to be good social citizens here and to be able to offer people things of value. And so in our neighborhood, what that means is coming up with really great content that inspires people to take action and to comment, that expresses your thought leadership, your different way of looking at the world, and then inviting people into your world, whether it's a webinar, workshop, or an event like Joe has been doing here and demonstrating very well.
Yeah, and the key is to add value to other people. People hate being sold. People hate being sold. They love to buy, but they hate being sold. So what you need to do is figure out how to build that relationship and nurture your connections to go from just a connection to a relationship. And the way you do that is by literally getting to know them. Often, people will not even read other people's profiles. So if I go to your profile right now on LinkedIn and I have the Evy AI Chrome extension installed, I can just hit Save Profile, add you to a particular list within Evy AI, and then I can click Summarize Profile, and it'll give me bullet points on who you are and what you do and how I could possibly help you. And so that makes life so much easier instead of me like reading your headline and looking through your about section and blah, blah, blah. And there's so much content and I don't even know what you do or who you are. But now I have quick bullet points that I can save into my CRM or I could reference when I'm messaging you. And that helps me be able to build that relationship. When you walk into a networking event, the first thing that you don't want to do is give out business cards before you build a relationship. You don't just want to walk in and say, what are you, a scalper? You're just going to start handing out business cards on the street corner. You don't want to do that. Instead, what you want to do is you want to build a relationship with somebody by shaking their hand, looking into their eyes, connecting with them, getting to know them, asking them questions like, hey, tell me a little bit about yourself. What are your goals? What are your passions? What are your interests? What are you grateful for? And when you build that relationship, I actually wrote a book, and you mentioned this book earlier, called High Energy Networking. And I talk about how I used to be afraid of networking. When I was afraid of networking, what I would do is I would literally walk over to people and just hand them my card and say, call me if you need marketing. And that was a failure every time because nobody wants to call somebody that literally is just selling them instead of actually treating them like a human. No one wants to be felt objectified. Like, oh, I don't want to be objectified because I have money, because I'm a business owner. Are you going to objectify me? Get to know me a little bit. Buy me a coffee. I don't drink coffee, but buy me a coffee. I'll give it to somebody else. Connect with me. Build a relationship with me. And if you build a relationship with me, there's this concept called a five-letter word called trust. Yeah. People do business with other people that they know, they like, and they trust. And on LinkedIn, you have instant trust because you can have verified profiles. I see your first name, last name, company name, where you work, where you went to school, all our mutual connections, everything you've done. It's all on LinkedIn. You don't see that on Instagram. You certainly don't see it on TikTok or Twitter. But on LinkedIn, you're able to see exactly who the person is, what they're about, and that gives you a sense of trust. When somebody cold calls me, the first question I ask them, I say, hey, hang on. What's your name? Let me look you up on LinkedIn and see if you're real. And when I look them up on LinkedIn, I see they don't have recommendations. They don't really work for the company they say they work for. They haven't been posting. They haven't been engaging. They're not real. I tell everybody, leave 5 comments a day. If you leave 5 comments a day, every comment you leave is like a salesperson. I left you a comment on your post. I don't know if you got notified or not, but I left you a comment on your post right before this podcast. And what happens is you get notified. It pops up on your mobile app. It pops up as an email. It pops up in the notifications on LinkedIn. And anyone from your network that goes to look at that post will see my comment, which gives exposure to my profile. But to leave a comment takes time. You have to read the post and blah, blah, blah. But with Evy AI, it doesn't take time anymore because you can install the Chrome extension, push a button,
And the AI will understand who you are, read the post for you in 1 second, and craft a comment that you can then edit and post. And that's the key, edit it and then post it, because the AI is never going to be perfect. It's going to get you to 80%. You want to finish off that 20%, which is a lot faster to edit content than it is to write content from scratch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it works out well because everyone is so thankful and grateful that you've taken the time to read their post and write something thoughtful in return. So Joe, if we're giving people the top five things that they need to do on LinkedIn, so we've talked about connecting with 10 people a day, we've talked about using every AI to comment on the posts, you know, leaving 5 comments a day. You talked about posting once a week, maybe twice or 3 times a week would get you even further. What are some of the other things that you find are some of the most effective ways to use LinkedIn, and yet the things that people are doing the least?
Well, the most effective thing that you can do on LinkedIn is build a real relationship, and people are just hoarding connections. So if I was going to give you 5 things to do on LinkedIn, the number one thing that you'd want to do is when you connect with somebody, make sure that you thank them for connecting with you on LinkedIn and ask them a question to get to know them. Like, actually care about them. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I think it was Zig Ziglar that said that famous quote. And I found it to be true. Like, people want to know that you care about them. And so taking the time to ask them, you know, what they do, or asking them how you can add value to them, or who they're looking to meet, or things that you would ask at a networking event is very powerful. You don't want to waste people's time. You know, a lot of times sending these long messages, too long, didn't read. 58% of people are looking at LinkedIn from their mobile phone. So don't do that. Don't send these really long messages. But keep it really short, to the point, like a text message. And, you know, often people will not respond to you, but you'll be surprised how many people actually respond and build that relationship. The next thing you want to do is, after you want to send a DM and really nurture your connections, is you want to expand your network. You may not have enough people. I say send 10 connection requests a day. Use every AI to customize your notes and make sure that you're doing it in a strategic way to the right people. And then making sure that you're posting on a regular basis. But when you're posting, make sure to include a hook. Make sure to include main points. Make sure to include a call to action with the right keywords. And then make sure to include the right hashtags. And every AI does all this with you for you in just a click of a button. So it just makes life so much easier. And then make sure that you're leaving comments. If you're not leaving comments on a regular basis, you're majorly missing out. And then finally, the last thing I would say is optimize your profile. The first thing that comes up on Google when I Google your name, and I Googled your name, Deb, is the first thing that comes up on Google is your website, then your LinkedIn profile. So people go right away to LinkedIn and they check out your profile. I have tens of thousands of people that look at my profile every single year, and I know who they are because LinkedIn has caller ID. It shows you who looked at your profile. So if you get the premium version, it's really powerful. And if you're really looking to do more prospecting than networking, I would tell you use Sales Navigator, because with Sales Navigator, and we have an entire bootcamp called the Sales Nav Bootcamp, where we do 6 hours of training on how to use Sales Navigator. We just did one. You can catch the replay at salesnavbootcamp.com. And what we do essentially is we teach you how to prospect, how to make sure that you build the right strategy for prospecting, how to build the right list, how to craft the right emails, how to make sure that you use search. There's 34 different search filters in Sales Navigator. How to be able to have alerts, because timing is everything when it comes to prospecting. So how do you know when's the right time to reach out? What automation technologies can you use to help you prospect better? And so putting all that together with templates and scripts and email automations will help you be able to do prospecting better. But realize, know if you're doing marketing, which is the advertising platform of LinkedIn. Know if you're doing networking, which is the organic part of LinkedIn. And know if you're doing prospecting, which is Sales Navigator. And depending on what your goals are, what you want to accomplish, you use a different platform for each.
And the most important thing is that you use the different platforms, because you can build out a multiple 6-figure lead stream just on LinkedIn alone. You can build an entire coaching or consulting or services-based business just by mastering the art of powerful connections and making powerful offers. So after you connect and you're having this conversation, you're uncovering these needs, what resources do you have that would help that person, whether it's a podcast episode, an upcoming training, a free tool or a resource, is always great to share. And that's expressing your thought leadership. And as you said, whenever you do post, have a powerful hook, a story, a paradigm shift, give people a new way of thinking about a problem or new way of thinking about the solution that's memorable. and have that call to action. Even if that call to action is just leave a comment, send me a DM, you know, drop a word. We've had great success with one word marketing, you know, drop the word referrals to get an invitation to our upcoming training and start developing those relationships and booking conversations, because more and more we're seeing that the people in our rooms are coming through our activity on LinkedIn, and everyone has this opportunity and you're underutilizing it. And Joe is the go-to person for everything LinkedIn. He's mentioned several links, and Joe will get the links from your team so that we can put them below in the show notes. And Evy AI is a tool that we're using all the time. We probably have 5 different lists of clients, former clients, prospects, people who have attended our past sessions, and we're using it on a daily basis. Very powerful. So thank you, Joe, for packaging your expertise in such a useful and affordable tool. Any final words for our listeners today?
I want you to know that the secret to living is giving. If you want to feel happier, if you want more joy, if you want more freedom, if you want to be able to feel progress in your life, focus on giving first. There's a book by Adam Grant called Givers and Takers. And he talks about the 3 different types of people. Some people are givers, some people are takers, some people are matchers. They'll only give if you give them. Strive to be a giver. The more that you give, the more that you receive. So ask yourself, what can I do to add value to the lives of my prospects, of my network, of my referral relationships? Make sure that you're consistently adding value. Sometimes it just means reaching out and saying, how are you? Or happy birthday, or happy anniversary, or how are your kids? Or whatever it is, you reach out and you build a relationship with someone, you're adding value with them. So what happens is when you start adding value and you start giving, automatically a percentage of those people are going to want to give back. My goal is to make 3 introductions every single day. Every day I make 3 introductions with different people within my network. Every year I make 1,000 introductions as a result of that, which generates millions of dollars for people in my network, with referrals and connections and friendships and relationships and, might I say, even marriages. And so connecting people together can be a really powerful thing, and you want to be that conduit of blessing. And if you become that conduit of blessing, not only will you be blessed, but your network will be blessed and all the people in your life will be blessed as well. So I want to bless you to be a giver.
Oh, thank you so much, Joe. Yes, givers gain for sure. Giving first is the best strategy. Joe, thank you so much for spending time with us here today and sharing your wisdom around leveraging LinkedIn to grow your influence, grow your clients, grow your revenue, and to give back to others in your community, because LinkedIn truly is a community. And thank you for being part of my community.
Thank you.
That's it for now, my friends. Go and re-listen to this episode again. Take notes. Joe speaks really fast. He dropped a lot of gems on you here today of how you can leverage LinkedIn to your advantage. And we will see you next time on Life After Corporate. Take care. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.